Hey guys, how's it going? It's Rob Sutton. Welcome to the podcast. Today is July 27th. Finally, it's Friday, and I just got back from my morning run, and man, that was a hot one. I'm going to be sweating that one off for a while. So today, we are going to talk about the MacBook Pro and the current overheating throttling issues. Even though they released that patch, it's not quite right just yet. But before we get started on that, let's get a couple housekeeping items out of the way. One, the review, or at least part one of the review on the Echo B thermostat went live yesterday, so be sure to check that out at robsutton.com or on YouTube. Also, I will be doing an upcoming video, probably going live on Monday, on a travel podcast setup that I use, as well as the review on the Peak Design slide strap. So be sure to see both of those next week on robsutton.com or on YouTube. So let's get started. First off, I am a self-proclaimed Mac fanboy. I have been for a long time, all the way back to my Macintosh 2 days. However, that said, my previous gen MacBook Pro I am currently recording on now was one of the computers that actually convinced me to go ahead and build a custom PC based off the 8700K from Intel. There's several reasons for that, but one is this 13-inch MacBook Pro thermal throttles as well. If you get doing any kind of real work in Premiere, it starts sounding like a jet plane and gets really stuttery on video. And, you know, it's the current Apple environment, right? You want your slim aluminum-cased laptop that looks great and it's easy to carry around. The problem is you don't have adequate cooling like you would on one of those huge Predator machines, no matter if you have an i5 processor, an i7, or an i9. The reason the i9 is making so much headway right now in the news is because of the price, not because of its throttling, because they're all doing it anyway. It's just part of the design, and you can't get a full like overclock or even stock clock sometimes because of the thin case design and just the overall build. I think it's unfortunate, really, but actually what's most unfortunate for me and why I actually went and built a Windows tower is Apple's inability to see how much the graphics card is playing into computing in modern day computers. When you have even their eGPU only has what, the RX 580, and the biggest one you can get in a laptop or even their iMac is that RX 580. It really just doesn't give you enough computing power these days when everyone outside of Apple software is relying heavily on the graphics processor because of how powerful they've gotten to aid in processing. And it actually adds a second unit that can help with tasks on your computer. So like, for instance, I have two GTX 1070 SCs from EVGA and SLI in my tower. And you even notice when I'm working in Premiere that it's equally using both graphics cards at the same time to help with processing on the timeline and rendering. Now, when you go to a Mac and it only has that single 580 on the top end, Premiere is not able to use as much of that power because it's not as powerful of a graphics card. So what I'm hoping here is that one day Apple will wake up and say, you know what, we need to pay attention to this part of the market and actually start putting these higher end graphics cards in our computers. The issue is going to be is they're going to have to make their MacBook Pros thicker. And ideally, probably their iMacs as well. They've gone to such a thin form factor now that it's getting harder and harder to cram parts in, even though technology is making it so that computer parts are getting smaller on their own, just like we're seeing with phones and every other device. So they're going to have to jump off the compromise or come up with a true pro line at some point in time that actually has high-end graphics cards in it and do something about the cooling, because people are not going to pay that extra for a 10% increase. Nor should they. You're better off just buying an i7 and having your rendering time be maybe a minute longer, because that price comparison is just too much of a delta to justify the cost. I know I even was looking at that when I bought my 13-inch MacBook Pros. I was like, is it really worth the extra $1,000 it is in some cases? Probably not. But then again, I ended up having to build a custom PC to get the performance I wanted because I wasn't getting it out of a laptop form factor at that point in time. Now, the 13-inch is nice for traveling. I do take it on the road with me, but I have to do heavy proxy files and other things to get it to even work correctly in Premiere, because I am not a Final Cut user because I use multiple platforms. And Adobe allows me to have software on multiple computers, whether it be Windows or Apple or even, you know, in some cases, my iPad. Whereas I can't do that with some of the Apple products, and let's just be honest, as great as Final Cut is, after the last couple versions of it, it just isn't as powerful as Premiere is in most cases. And the ability to jump between Adobe products, like I'm recording an audition right now that I could export to Premiere with one click, is a big deal for me when it comes to choosing a software suite. So as time progresses and Adobe gets better at using graphics cards, you're going to see a bigger change in performance on a Apple versus a PC. We already see that with gaming. Gaming on an Apple laptop is pretty much non-existent. You have to go over to the Windows side to get any kind of performance. So will Apple start using higher-end graphics cards? I don't know. This Blackmagic eGPU release, even though it is a 580 that you can't upgrade like with other eGPUs, is making it so I am hopeful that that will be coming out in the future and that their laptops will get more pro-level robust like some of their Windows counterparts. That said, the Dell XPSs and these other thin-form laptops coming out of the Windows camp have the same kind of throttling issues because you just can't get good cooling out of thin laptops. So I would personally like to see a little bit thicker MacBook Pro. I can put up with the thickness for the increased performance on the graphics end because of the way software is heading, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But the long story short here is, yes, the i9 processor got all this press and YouTube in the news over the thermal throttling, and they released the patch, which did help it, and it made it stay closer to stock clocks. But the reality here is that all the MacBook Pros do it if you put a heavy load on them. They basically sound like a helicopter ready to take off as they try to cool these processors, especially the Intel ones, which like to stay a little bit hotter anyway. So is it big news? No. Is it a surprise? No. But it is an issue that MacBook Pros have that everyone should have just basically already knew. So guys, that's all I have for today. Keep out looking for the videos for next week. And until then, on to the next one. Thanks, guys. See ya.